Good evening, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Scott Whedon. I went to your chat. I've been doing Sunday for a while now. I've been getting like knocked down. And now it's like every other day. I'm having trouble with your stuff. I've only had it since April, and this is kind of disappointing that it's so problematic already.
I'm so sorry to hear about that. Let me go ahead and take a look into your account. What is your service address, please?
62 Hoffman Street, Kingston, New York. Went down earlier and I just went on your chat until then. They took my name and address, but they didn't tell me anything else, and I got bored of waiting.
Okay, so you said I was speaking with Scott, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know who the subscriber name is?
That's me. I can use my middle name, but you guys won't let me use that. You always ask for your first name.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Sorry about that. And what is the best phone number in the event that we get disconnected, please?
845-750-1033.
Perfect.
So everything's been rebooted four times tonight. It happened about like maybe about 45 minutes ago, and then it came back up briefly. And I was just didn't started to go play a game with the buddies of mine, and then it went down again. And I tried it another twice, and now it's just not coming back up.
Interesting. I'm going to go ahead and take a look at the modem and see what's going on here. All right, and now I'm taking a look at the router.
And it's all device. It's not connected to anything.
Interesting. Let me go ahead and do a speed test real quick. Because everything is showing as online.
Nope. Everything that's connected to it shows no connection. And once in a while, the green dot or one of the dots will blink on that white device. I guess that's the router.
Yeah, so the white one is the router, and usually it would be a green light on the front if there's an issue with it. Yeah, I mean, I just got a speed test back of 1,029 megabytes per second. I do see that about 54 minutes ago, we did have your modem go out. Right now, there are two devices that are currently connected to your internet, which is the Brother printer and then your Samsung phone.
Yeah, nothing else works. A TV, a computer, nothing else is working. I don't know if the phone works, if it's connected Wi-Fi, so I'm not sure if your reading is correct.
I mean, it's showing as the Samsung G955.
Before I called you, it kicked me off the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So I'm not sure why the printer, I haven't checked to see if the printer works because the computer doesn't work and the TV doesn't work. And I got kicked off the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. The laptop, it does show that it's been off since 7:12 p.m. for offline, off the internet. Have you tried reconnecting on the laptop or the computer, rather?
I don't have a laptop. I have a desktop.
Yeah, that's what I meant, the computer.
Yeah, I said I rebooted your equipment four times now. I've restored my adapters each time. It tells me can't find any connection. There's not no connection to a router.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and reboot the modem. And that will take a few minutes. It should show everything is offline for just a few minutes. That way we can hopefully fix that.
Possible the Wi-Fi came back on because the printer does do Wi-Fi as well.
Yeah.
But there was no notification on the phone that the Wi-Fi had been reconnected.
Yeah, it was showing that the current connection on the printer was the Wi-Fi. So I did go ahead and reboot that modem, so everything's going to appear offline for now. And then once it finishes rebooting, then we will be able to Are you near the modem, the black box?
Yeah, so we got the power lights on, second light is red, and then it's blinking a little bit on the 10 gig.
Okay, but if you're near the black box, you should see three lights that are blinking.
No, they're not three blinking. There's just the power light, and then the second one is on now.
Okay, because it's still rebooting.
Now the 10 gigabyte is still on the plane.
Okay, let me know when that third light starts going.
It's blinking.
Here we go. Things should be starting to boot back up now. All right. Awesome. So I'm showing that the router is back online. I already have the phone and printer connected, according to this. Now, am I correct in understanding that the TV and the desktop are connected through Ethernet?
Yes.
Okay. Same with the Fire Stick, or?
Yeah, I only do wireless if I absolutely have to.
Okay. All right. Can you check all the connections for me, please?
Change which one?
Just can you check all the connections, like make sure they're not loose on the Ethernet cables on the back of the router?
Yeah. Thing clicked in.
Okay, so everything's clicked in.
Right.
Okay.
I guess the last thing I could try and do was just click one of the devices directly to it.
Yeah, let's try connecting them via Wi-Fi if necessary.
No, if I have to do that, I'm getting rid of your stuff.
Okay.
Because if it doesn't work the way I need it to work, I don't need it. And I'm already kind of aggravated.
I do apologize for that.
Let me see. Like I said, it's not that old. And it started every Sunday, without, like, pretty much without fail in the evening time. And then it was, gosh, it was like every other day now.
Well, so far I haven't seen any alarms since 9:21 other than today.
Oh, I have to reboot this pretty much every Sunday about 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then usually, because I thought you guys were doing uploads or something at that point in the day.
Sometimes it might, if it does optimizations around that time, that's very possible.
But connecting my Sony TV directly to your router, I'm getting no connection.
Okay.
And I can try the computer then separately, just in case, but usually the TV stuff picks up.
We did have an optimization at 6:40 p.m.
Sorry, it took a second to get to the cable. How many lights should be on the back of your router?
On the back of the router? You should have the 1 gig and the 10 gig.
So the 2.4, 5, so all the Wi-Fi is on. The WPS is off.
Yeah, because we have 2 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi channels and 1 2.4.
But the WEPS is off.
Which one is off?
WPS.
Okay, the WPS. Well, yeah, okay. So the WPS, that would be for the, if you were to connect to Wi-Fi by doing the WPS button, we can do that remotely. So that would come on when we activate that.
Okay, so basically you have no light that'll tell you if the Ethernet connection is connecting. And no
typically on the Ethernet ports, there are lights.
On the bottom?
So wherever the Ethernet cables are connecting into.
All right. So that shows a light on. But nothing is connecting.
Okay. I'm wondering if maybe it's an issue with the router itself. What I can do is I can get somebody out there.
Well, when is that going to happen?
Well, I was going to ask you what your availability for tomorrow morning was.
I got to work.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I'm on FMLA, so I can't take any time off. I get off of work at 3 o'clock.
You said at 2?
4.
Oh, 4. Are you... I don't want to go that far. I don't want to make you wait till Saturday. Okay, let me go ahead and take a look into the schedule and see what I can do. Do you mind if I place you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold?
Sure.
Okay, I do appreciate that. I'll be right back, Scott.
Okay.
Thanks.